And then one day we were loaded onto cattle wagons and brought to Auschwitz, where the ceremony was the same for us as it was for everyone else. Mr. Mengele stood there and indicated whether we should go to the left or to the right. We didn't know what it meant. It turned out that one way meant the camp, and I was sent to the Auschwitz main camp, into quarantine, where all of the various ceremonies were carried out. Shaving, tattooing, segregation. I remained there for 14 days, and after 14 days had passed, they told us, get to work. I was put on road duty, which meant carrying paving stones from one part of the road to the other part, and then back again. Suddenly, I noticed that just beyond the area where I was working, there was a woman's camp and a wire fence. And behind the wire fence, a woman was standing who I knew from the resistance in France. She was Czech. And so I signed myself up for heavier labor the next day so I could get closer to her. She passed me an onion through the wire fence and a handkerchief, and asked me what my number was, which I told her. And that evening in the barracks, someone suddenly called out my number. I went out, trembling with fear, and Hermann Langbein was standing there in front of me. He was one of the leaders of the resistance movement in the camp and had been given my number. His first question was, "Where is Annie?" And I told him what had happened and was accepted into the resistance movement, which could obviously help in the camp to somehow get into a less strenuous labor commando, although it obviously couldn't help during the selections, because there, they just selected people at random in groups of 100. But during the selections, they couldn't really intervene. Let's say, to get someone out who had already been put in a group of 100. There was, at most, perhaps a chance of getting someone out by luck.